duh, duh, duh. Oh, dude, I actually hear it. Duh, 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 duh. Da 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 da.
Hey everyone, so this week it's going to be a little bit different. Mike is off trying to find the next best thing in an industry. I'm not going to go into too many details. I'm going to see if he wants to talk about it when he hops back on. But he's off pursuing what could be something absolutely fantastic, and I'm excited to see how it pans out. I've been sitting for a while trying to figure out how to start this, like what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do, because doing a podcast solo is very different from doing a podcast with a partner. Doing a podcast itself is weird because you're talking into a microphone. I'm just sitting here alone in my house and figured I should do one of these, even though it's going to be on my own. And at some point in the future, after the podcast's been recorded and uploaded and posted, you guys are going to hop on and listen. And that in and of itself is weird enough. The amazing amount of time and space that separate right here, right now, from the actual consumption of a podcast. But at the same time, doing one solo is even stranger. When you have two people, there's obviously a dialogue you can get going. Ideally, you would have a conversation of some kind, but even one person asking questions to help jog the other person along helps significantly in really just the creation of what you're doing, the creation of the podcast, which is more or less just trying to get ideas recorded and then released. Recorded and released, I guess. That's really all you're aiming to do. But with one person, you don't have that back and forth. And you can prepare ahead of time. You can get notes in order. You can do some research. You know, you can do all that fun stuff. None of which I did, by the way, because why would I prepare? Because that would only make sense. But you can do that. You can get your ducks in a row and write out an essay of the podcast you're going to record. But that's not quite the same as having a second person, having a dynamic other individual who can join you as you try to explore ideas. And I think that's one of the key parts, is having another mind along with you for the journey, having an additional perspective to help you take things apart, see things from an angle that you wouldn't have considered. But with one person, to an extent, you're just kind of stuck in one way of looking at things. But at the same time, even though you kind of lose that breadth, that wideness of viewpoint, if you only have one person contributing, then there's a chance that one person can drill into a thing more than if there were two people. Instead of covering a wide range, you cover a very deep one. But all that to say is, this is strange, the recording a podcast solo. It's definitely different. The thing about a podcast is you have to be talking. You have to be saying words out loud, you know, for as much of the podcast as you can without it, you know, being weird or being forced. Which is hard in itself, because what is a podcast except for a forced thing? You're intentionally recording your thoughts to get them out there. Just, I don't even know. When Mike and I started this, we had this idea of just kind of recording this and just assuming that it would naturally find whoever it needed to. You know, kind of taking away any significant intentionality from what would you say? Not really intending to spread the podcast as far as possible, but kind of just taking it on faith, I suppose, that, you know, through osmosis of us putting out whatever ideas we had to do, or rather whatever ideas we had to say, and just by putting them out, they would reach whoever they needed to. But we didn't really define that. We didn't really have a direction for that beyond just kind of hoping it would work. And that's let us take just like some freedom, just not really having a one thing where we do. I know the last couple weeks we've been kind of drilling into one individual, and I like that. I like seeing what kind of pearls of wisdom you can find in an individual story, and especially a person who's worthy of being remembered by history. I think there's oftentimes something to be gained from an examination of their experiences. Just seems kind of important. But, and this is where it gets weird. This second person kind of taking the reins, kind of taking on over, filling those gaps. But things for me have been a little strange. Anxiety's been weird. Anxiety's been very not fun. And it's hard to just kind of take it easy. You know, I realize that's the best thing to do, or at least one of the best things to do if you're experiencing a high degree of anxiety. Just try to not let it bother you as much, or just try to relax, even though it's not always that easy. It seems like a decent goal. And to that effect, we're going to be taking a brief hiatus. We're going to take off until the new year and come back after that with looking too deep into random things. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you have a healthy, safe, and happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, other religions whose names I don't know the name of because I'm a dumb American. And take care.